this show on the road, shall we? Hi there, and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 59. My name is Nick Tan, and I'm sorry it's a bit late this week. I've been very, very, very busy. I did 4 gigs last week, and I did a podcast for Made in the UK yesterday as well, and loads of other bits and pieces, like housework stuff and all that kind of thing. Anyway, first off tonight, it's bloody freezing. It's 9 o'clock at night. Oh, I'm a bit grumpy. I've got a bottle of Jack with me, so all is not too bad, eh? Look, I'm going to play this fantastic track by a friend of mine called Marvin B. Naylor, called Boy Became a Man. Have a listen to this. There's a great line in it where it says, some people get their jollies vandalising supermarket trolleys. It's gorgeous. Anyway, this is Marvin B. Naylor. Listen to it. Listen to it now. It's live.
Richard Vobes. You're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Pretty good, actually.
Not bad. Thank you, Richard, and thank you very much, Marvin B. Naylor. I recorded that a couple of weeks ago, actually probably about a month ago, at a Pure Acoustica event that I was running at the White Swan in Winchester. I'm going to be back there again in January. And all things being well, there should be a weekly, or whatever, it might not be weekly, it might be a monthly podcast coming from there called the Pure Acoustica Podcast. New podcasts, new news. I've got some news for you this week. Lots of news of things that are happening and stuff that I want you to get involved with. Involved with. Sorry, first Jack of the evening. It's always a killer. Right, I'm going to give you a lovely little track now. This is by the Lost Boys, and this is called Flowers. Put a smile on your face.
when I'm down.
Hi, this is Salme Dahlstrom, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On podcast.
Now, is this thing on?
Okay, is this thing on?
Is this thing on?
Okay.
Is this thing on? Like, is this what on? I don't know. What she's talking about? That was the fantastic... I'll tell you in a minute because I've written a piece of paper because I wasn't really listening then. Well, I was really listening. Honest, guys, I was listening to it before. That was the fantastic Lost Boys and Flowers. And I was a little bit remiss. I haven't told you where to get Marvin Bignano's music from. Go and buy his albums. He's got a few of them and they're just amazing. Really, really amazing stuff. He plays fantastic 12-string guitar. And being a 12-string guitarist, I can appreciate all the wonderful work he did. If you get a chance, after you listened, I know I've only just sort of started this podcast, but go back and have a listen to that song again and listen to that last little bit, that diddle 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 diddle. That is really hard to play on a 12-string. That takes lots of years, dedication and self-denial, and Marvin is well worth listening to. So go and find his stuff at marvinbnaylormusic.bandcamp.com. Okay, that's Naylor spelled N-A-Y-L-O-R. You'll find all the links for everything I play today on Is This Thing On podcast.wordpress.com. So the podcast is called Is This Thing On, yeah? So it's Is This Thing On podcast.wordpress.com for the moment. I've got some news coming about that. And also, I've got some news about the fantastic Christmas bumper annual edition that I'm planning and how you can be a part of it. Yes, you. Right, earlier on... Well, actually, last week now, because I'm late doing everything. Paul Lane couldn't make it to my house because he was, I can't remember what he was doing. We've both been very, very busy. Like I said, I had 4 gigs last week and he's been doing lots of other bits and pieces. So what he did is he called me on his mobile, on my mobile, and I recorded it. And it's all right. I've done a little bit of tweaking and a little bit of editing. But anyway, this is how it sounded. Ah, Paul. Now, there you are, mate. There you are. So Paul, it's that time of the week, isn't it?
It is that time of the week. Is this thing on, is it?
It is on.
Oh, marvellous. Okay, cool. Yeah, this is quite cool, doing it over the phone.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're both busy people.
We are. It's very true. You're out last night, you know, hobnobbing with Big Brother celebrity. I was busy celebrating my good lady's birthday. And we're both busy chaps this week. So it's the wonderful, this modern technology of telephones.
I know, it's great, isn't it? What we should do, really, because we don't live that far away from each other. We could probably set up some sort of thing with baked bean tins and string.
Yeah, why not? It's the future.
It is.
Yeah, I'm going to review a couple of things tonight. It's and it ties in nicely with Deep Talking Heads in a way, because a couple of weeks ago I was one of the judges at a local competition, Quest for the Chest, which started earlier in the year. It's 8 of 5 bands, 5 local unsigned bands playing live, each doing sort of half hour sets. And then you had one judge per night and also an audience vote as well. And the winners of those heats got through to the grand final, which was held at the Talking Heads in Southampton 2 or 3 weeks ago now. It was a great night, absolutely packed out. All the bands brought loads of people. It was great, and a nice variety of music as well, you know, all sorts of stuff being played. It was great, and you know, really, really good standard, and made you proud to be a Southerner. I've got to be honest, you know, we really are lucky down here, and two of the acts that I kind of discovered that night, I'm going to talk about tonight.
Fantastic.
The first band are a band called Defy 4, D-E-F-Y, and then they're number 4. And they, I don't know an awful lot about them, to be honest with you, but I mean, I just really, really, really enjoyed their set. And they had a young lady dishing out free EPs at the end of the set, so I thought, why not? And gave it a listen, absolutely loved it. So I think, you know, I'm going to talk about them here so people can go and check them out. They're basically a four-track EP, got a good mix, a very kind of indie disco sort of feel to it. Now, the first track, a track called Fake Identity, very indie disco influenced, but also mixed with a kind of the drama of like a James Bond theme as well.
Okay.
So if that sounds quite a weird mix, but it's a real, it's sort of ducks and dives into different areas and different places. Great stuff, got a real nice contagious energy to it. Track two, a track called Mighty, that's got like opens with kind of got this sort of sleazy sort of fun-loving criminals kind of rap bit, and that's kind of intertwined with the singing, which works nicely. Again, there's a bit of a sort of Red Hot Chili Peppers feel to it almost, with a bit of slap bass thrown in there, and it's a bit darker than the opening track. But again, there's quite an influence from Pendulum in there as well, I would say. So again, not good variety of influences and sounds, but you can still tell it's very much them. You know, they're not sort of dive from one thing and headfirst into totally another where they sound like a totally different band. It's very much got their stamp of their own kind of identity on it, and it works. Track three on the EP is the best track on the EP. It's a track called Ghosts, and the riff and the feel of the track, it's like something from Franz Ferdinand's first album.
Never been a big fan of Franz Ferdinand.
Have you not?
No, I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well, they're better than Rio Ferdinand, anyway. They're fantastic. This is very much like something from their first album, I would say. So, and then the final track on the EP has got a real kind of wiry, distorted bass intro to it. It's got the whole EP's got, even though it's not utterly immediate, there's quite an angst, sort of written kind of underbelly to it. I really like this band, Defy 4. They're well worth checking out, and they're playing in Southampton again on the 11th of December at the Deluga Kensky Christmas Extravaganza at Talking Heads. So you can go and find out more about them at defy4.com, and they're on MySpace as well. So yeah, go and check them out because they're a pretty fantastic band, well worth keeping an eye on, and I hope, you know, they stick at what they're doing, and get to catch them live again in the new year at some point. Very good. That's Defy 4. Really, really like them. Another act that I really, really enjoyed that night was a chap by the name of Tommy I. Now, he is quite a religious fellow, but he's actually a hip-hop artist. He's totally sort of different from anything else that was on over the course of the night. Really, really liked what he was doing. He had a real variety of... sort of musically, there's a real variety of backing to what he was doing. The album that he's released is called Lessons in How to Fly, and it's been released through, I've got it in front of me, Resident Alien Records. Now, which is a tiny little label, don't know anything about them, but they've done a wonderful job of packaging this 10-track album by Tommy I. He was a real talent. Really, really enjoyed what he was doing. There's quite a few standout tracks on there. A track called Repeat, which is musically again was like a poppier version, so kind of funk rock kind of sound to it, like a poppier version of Rage Against the Machine in some respects. It builds up quite nicely. Feel Brand New, that was a really good track. It name checks, again, shows the variety of the influences that are there. In the lyrics, he name checks Jay-Z and a Verve. So, you know, it's quite a variety there. Quite humble sort of lyrics as well. He's quite, you know, he kind of talks about how he's sort of thanking the genre, the hip-hop genre almost, for kind of changing his life, you know. So there's a real love of what he does there. It's really, it's quite honest and, you know, yeah, refreshing. Real mishmash of influences. And there's some sharp sort of social commentary in there as well. There's a track called Save Me. It's quite a dark sort of take on what's going on around us. And then talks about in his face is brought up quite a lot as well in the lyric. But not in a, it's quite tasteful. It's not, it's not in a way that you would kind of would turn a lot of people off. It's kind of there and it's not in your face, as it were. It's mentioned, but in a very, very tasteful way. So, yeah, Tommy Eye, Tommy EYE, and he is a talent. He's a really, really talented lyricist and rapper. And you can find out more about him at TommyEye.co.uk, and he's on MySpace as well. So, there you have it.
All right, mate, and we'll talk again on in some way next week.
Yeah, we will. All right, mate.
All right. Cheers, bye bye.
See you, mate.
Bye. He replied, I know exactly how you feel. She cried, I just don't know if it's real. He said, I do. He hate the Lando like he Han Solo. Then he saw the mermaid's aquarium promo. Blinded by her beauty, had to read the sign of Braille. It read this female, his diamonds in a tail. He told her they could escape, not Belle, but sell. Get married, ocean would be the hotel. Dwell in a seabed and breakfast was rested. They would find out where Atlantis is. That romantic fish girl, just imagine it. Packed basket shacks and hampers with shampers and sea cucumber sandwiches. One of the advantages of manatee managers, scratch their initial one shipwreck like vandal kids. Differences, shots cancelled and funnel damages. Problem is though, he can't light a candlestick. She ain't got no pockets. Do you know where the matches is?
I just don't is. Know how to feel.
He replies,
I know exactly how you feel.
She cried,
I just don't know if it's real.
He said,
I do.
Like Jonah with no Nineveh. He told ya, I wanna live with her. No doors in the coral, no privacy. Her sea level is ever above. He swimming with women, so grope the man, and so abandoned, so go the land, and so know you're standing. The boy got tuna fish, he's so rope handing, so trying to float in the rapids. Hot made of stone, all the rocks got ragged. Where the girl gone? She should've held on to his hand. Now boys in the cover, girls lost in his past. Ex of the pirates, Pat scratched his eyelids. That's why if his iris start to cry, if put on your jetpack, mer girl, it's time to fly you. Huh.
Lovely. Oh, that's lovely. I like that a lot. I'm a big fan. Big fan already. I'm not a big fan of Christian stuff, and Paul's very sensitive about that, saying, "Oh, it's not in your faith. It's not too this. It's not too that. He's not going to scare you with his God." And no, that doesn't scare me with his, doesn't scare me with his God at all. I think that was fantastic. To find out more about what Paul's talking about, you need to go to unplugthejukebox.wordpress.com. That's unplugthejukebox.wordpress.com. That's for the time being. There's some more news about that. Right, before I give you any more news, I'm going to tease you a little bit more. Also, I've got to be careful because I'm going to start backing up on myself here because I didn't tell you where to find out about the Lost Boys, did I? Right, well, what you need to do is to go to myspace.com/official Lost Boys. Yeah, that's official Lost Boys. Or you can always go to... is this thing on podcast.wordpress.com? All these different things. Look, if you just remember, is this thing on podcast.wordpress.com? All the links to all the artists will all be there. Right, I feel a bit sort of frenetic now, don't I? I'm a bit animated considering it's 20 past 9 on a Monday night, absolutely freezing outside, really, really cold. I was quite grumpy when I got in. I won't tell you about that later. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give a nice little chill out track. This is a really lovely little chill out jazzy track because it's jazz and it's the Matt Arion Trio.
My name is Red Stripe, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Oh, caught me unawares. Yes, that was the Matt Arion Trio. Fantastic. Really, really just beautiful, original, unsigned, unfettered jazz music. Go and check out the rest of his stuff at mattarion.bandcamp. No, I've got it all wrong. Look, mattarion trio.bandcamp.com. See, I think I might have peaked too soon, and I'm flagging, but I'll keep going. Let's keep going. Now, Christmas. Christmas is coming, and I wasn't going to do a Christmas podcast because I thought to myself, well, I was talking to a couple of other podcasters, and they say, well, I don't really do a podcast because people pick up the podcast at different times of the year. You're doing a Christmas one, and it's after. I mean, when you get to the end of January, someone's listening to the podcast for the first time and they're picking up some of the old ones, they might go, oh, Christmas is all a bit stale. And so that was my kind of thought. I thought, yeah, it doesn't really matter. And then I was sent a Christmas track by the fantastic Matt McCabe from the also fantastic band called King Never. And he said, this is my Christmas single. And I thought, oh, it's going to be a Christmas single. Are we going to have to listen to cheesy old Christmas singles? And it was bloody brilliant. Oh, it's so good. So good. So good is this track, right, that I thought to myself, right, I'm going to do a Christmas special. And if you've been listening for a while, if I'm going to do something, I like to do it properly. So I'm going to have a big bumper Christmas special from going to no Christmas special at all. I'm going to have a big one, right? So it's going to be, you know, when you're a kid and you used to get all your normal presents and there'd be one sort of like an annual. It could be a comic book. I mean, if you're in the UK, it was like a Beano or a Dandy or a Jackie or whatever. Or it could be, you know, a Monty Python album, and it'd be a great big sucker of a book that would do you all through the holiday, yeah? You've probably got your alternative in any other country, in all the other countries that listen to me. So I thought, that's what I'll do. I'll have a real big blowout. So I've contacted all the artists that have played on the podcast, and I've asked them to suggest bits and pieces and to maybe do little Christmas dedications or, you know, any little bits and pieces they can put in. I've also asked Watch With Mothers. I've asked Swine's Head and Napoleon. And if you know them, give them a little bit of a nudge because they weren't too sure. Napoleon's not too sure. I think Swine's Head is kind of up for it, but it depends on Napoleon. So give him a little nudge and say, oh, are you doing that thing? The Christmas podcast, Nick's Hands Christmas hamper super duper thing. And then they'll go, oh, well, maybe we'll do it then because people were going to listen. Because I think it's going to be fantastic. Also, Paul from, who we heard earlier on, Paul Lane from Unplug the Jukebox, he's going to come along and do some stuff as well. We're going to try and get some people. I'm actually going to move my computer downstairs into the main body of my house. So we've got like a knock-through lounge and dining room. So we'll have that out, and we'll get some people in here playing, do some live music. And I'm also going to get in touch with, although I haven't done as yet because, like I said, I've been really, really busy, get in touch with APOC to see if he can do a special Canadian thing for me. Now, what would you like to do? What would you like to do? I was thinking, what did people used to do in the old days? In the old days, when, you know, before the internet and stuff like that, at Christmas and those sorts of things, well, people used to do dedications. What used to happen is used to be these shows on BBC Radio. I say, and this dedication's going out to Ethel's sister in Australia, because that would be the only way they could do it, because, you know, to phone them would cost like an arm and a leg. Not like it is now. It's free on the old Skype. So this is what I'd like you to do if you want to do it. If you want to get involved in the Christmas show, I'm putting the show together on the 18th. So as we speak today, that's about 3 weeks. Well, it's less than 3 weeks away. If you want to do something, put a dedication out to somebody. Yeah? So just phone up. Well, what I'll do, I'll give you the details of what to do in a minute. But all you do is you just record something and say, hello, this is so-and-so, and I'd like to dedicate this song to blah, 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 in blah, 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 blah. Yeah? Don't say blah, 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 by the way. I know some people like me that would actually phone up and do that. Well, I'm not going to ask you to phone up. Now, people might think to themselves, oh, I haven't got any recording things. Oh, I can't do anything. I don't know how to do it. Look, if you can find some way to record a piece of audio and put it on your computer, yeah, you can do it with a phone. You can record stuff onto your phone and you can save it onto your phone. You can do all kinds of things. Look, if you can't work it out, give me a call or send me an email and I'll work out some way of doing it. I can do it on Skype, or if I know you, you can just send it to my mobile. If you've got my mobile number, if you know me. If you don't know me, or, you know, kind of know, you know, there's different kinds of knowledge and there's different levels of knowing people on the internet, isn't there? But if you can get into contact with me, you can call me, you can email me on isthisthingonpodcast.gmail.com. Yeah, it's everything's isthisthingonpodcast. Yeah, so it's isthisthingonpodcast.gmail.com and attach your dedication. But in the subject, where you've got to put the subject, put in Christmas show. Yeah. Put in Christmas show, and then I'll know to put that in a special place, and I'll keep it, and I'll play your dedication on the show. But I must have it before, no, I must have it by the 17th. Now, right, now you might think to yourself, oh, I'll leave it till then. I'll leave it till the 17th. Oh, then you go, oh, I forget it. Don't. As soon as you've heard this, right, within 2 days, have a go at doing it, yeah? Just think of somebody that you want to dedicate a song to. Record the bit of audio, send it to me, yeah? If you get stuck, I'll be reminding you about it next week. So we've got next week to do it, and then another show after that. So we've got two more shows, and then that's the special. So don't miss that, because there'll be a lot of other people doing it. Don't sit there over Christmas and going, as you're listening to this big bump, and it's going to be about 2 hours. So it will last you. You won't be listening to the whole thing in one bit. It will take you a while to listen to it. Don't sit there afterwards and go, oh, we should send in a thing, because so-and-so did. They sent one in. Don't be one of those people. Yeah? Okay. So that's one thing I'd like you to do. Get involved. I've got something else I want you to get involved with, because I need a little bit of help, but I'll do that afterwards. Now, last week I recorded an interview with the fantastic Helen Austin. Now, you might remember I did one of her songs a couple of weeks ago called When We Were Young. Yeah, she was that English woman and lives in Canada. Well, I contacted her via Skype, and we talked for a while. So we're gonna have a nice little bit of talking, a nice little bit of talking about her, about why she went to Canada, what her life's like in Canada. She lives on Vancouver, and it's very, very nice. And one of the things she does is she makes her money out of getting her songs placed in TV programs and commercials and things. Now, a couple of months ago, I did a thing with Salmi, who we played a little jingle earlier on. But the thing about Helen is she tells us exactly how she did it. So this might not be of interest to everybody, but I'm sure there's a few people out there that know musicians and might want to say, actually, this woman, Helen, she's got some really good advice for you. And she has. She's got brilliant advice. And she's a really, really nice person. Anyway, enough of that. This is my interview with Helen Austin in Canada. So, Helen Austin, how the devil are you?
I'm devilishly fine, thank you very much.
Fantastic. So I've been reading little bits and pieces about you on your blog and on your website, which is capacious, to say the very least. And I've forgotten pretty much everything. So some bits have stuck in my head that you're obviously English. You can tell that just by looking at you and hearing you.
Do I look English too?
You're very English.
Marvellous. Sorry, I don't speak like that at all.
Okay. But you are actually in Canada as we speak.
I am. I'm in snowy British Columbia right now.
Right. So whereabouts in Canada is that?
Well, British Columbia is on the far west coast, and I'm as about as far west on the far west coast as you can possibly get on Vancouver Island.
Right.
Which isn't Vancouver. People think it's Vancouver. It's not. It's this big island which is about the size of Belgium.
Right, okay.
Vancouver.
Right, okay. So we all know how big Belgium is.
It's not a teeny rock.
Okay.
People think Vancouver Island, or it must be this kind of little kind of, I don't know.
Like the Isle of Wight.
Weaving. Yeah, Isle of Wight, yes. And it's not. It's rather large.
Right. Okay. The size of Belgium. So what the hell are you doing there?
Having a nice life. Having a quiet, community-based skiing life.
Wow. So how long have you been out there?
I've been out here 8 years now.
Okay. So what drove you there?
Well, we'd been in London for years. I mean, I don't know how many years. And I was working as a comedian in London, and we just got sick of London. Can I say that? Is that bad?
No, I got sick of London and I left, but it's not about me, as I mentioned earlier in a little preamble. When you say we, who's we?
My husband and I.
See, you never lose it, dear.
No, we don't. My husband's Canadian, and married to keep him in England 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we just kind of got fed up of the hassle of living in London, and we'd visited here many times and thought, ooh, let's live in a small town where we can ski every weekend.
Wow. And that's what you do?
That's what we do.
Wow.
Well, not every weekend, obviously, the summer. We can't.
Of course. That would be ridiculous.
It would be silly.
It would. So are there many other British people out there?
Oh, tons. I mean, it's called British Columbia, for God's sake. I mean, there are so... When I first arrived here, every person with a British accent, I'd run up to them and go, oh, where are you from? And they'd look at me kind of like, oh, just go away. Because there are so many Brits here. And now if a British person comes up to me and goes, oh, where are you from? I think, oh, you're new.
How soon they change.
They do. There's a lot of us.
Good, good. Well, I like to see us populating new countries. And so what is there much of a scene on Vancouver Island? Or I mean, when you say it's an island, I understand what island means because I live on one myself. But is it kind of contained on the island you've got? Or have you got link? I don't know how far away it is. How far away is Canada? Ooh, how far away is Canada from Vancouver Island? Is it like a bridge, a ferry? What are we talking
Canada,
about?
Canada is the country. Mm-hmm. Vancouver is the city in British Columbia. Vancouver Island is a separate island, which is about a 2-hour ferry ride from Vancouver to get onto the island. You need to find a map, don't you, really?
Well, it's not just me, because there's other people listening that might be in Belgium.
Google. It's a very long island, which kind of hugs the coast of British Columbia.
Ah.
And it's long and thin. And there is a scene here. There's a very, very cool music scene, especially in the Comox Valley, which is where I live. I live at kind of north middle Vancouver Island, and there's a weird amount of arty, musicy type people that live in the Comox Valley.
Wow. Okay, and that's where you ply your trade, or do you have to go to the mainland for civilization and stuff?
No, I don't ever go to Vancouver actually, unless I am catching a plane to come to England.
Mm.
So. No, there's a lot of music, lot of local gigs where I live, but most of my stuff is writing and recording and getting placed on TV. That's my job.
So that you sound like that was a definite decision that you've made.
It was. When my youngest went to school full time, my husband very kindly said, what are you going to do now? Because I'd given up comedy. I'd stopped doing the comedy. So I said, I want to get my music license on TV and film. And he said, go for it. So I did. So I signed up for everything and I made it my full-time job.
Brilliant. Okay. And you've been very successful.
I have had some success. It's really cool. I'm just so happy.
Yeah. And you're paying some bills out of it, which is good.
I certainly am. I'm paying some bills and buying some new lovely bits of equipment.
I thought you got given that. You're showing me this microphone, this blue thing.
I bought it.
You bought it.
I went. Now, if blue microphones ever want to give me a blue microphone,
yeah. I've been trying that with Jack Daniels for the last year. Swine.
Not much luck, Barry.
No, not a snifter.
Oh, not even a dram. Not even a dram.
So you said you signed up for everything.
Yeah, well, I first signed up for taxi, which at the time there was kind of people saying, oh, you shouldn't be paying money for people to get your music to the people who need it. And I figured, well, it's about $300 a year, and then you submit $5 per submission. And I figured it was way cheaper than going back to university, which is what a lot of my friends were doing. And so I figured, well, I'll do that. And then I signed up for Sonic Bids and for Broad Jam and U License. And I thought, well, I'll just kind of cover them all and submit to everything that I possibly looks like it could be like in my music. And from that, I found publishers and placements and... It's been cool.
Okay, so when you said you submitted music, how many tracks did you do? Did you just do one or two, or did you just do a saturation of like 10 tracks? How did you go about it?
Well, on something like Taxi, you can put up, I think it's 50 tracks for the one I've got. On Sonic Bids, there's not so many tracks. But what happens is they put out listings, a producer is looking for, a publisher is looking for, a music supervisor is looking for, even an ad agency, that sort of thing. And they give you especially with Taxi, they give you specifics and Broad Jam. They're very good at specifics. We're looking for a happy song with female vocals, which is in the style of Katy Perry. So, and they'll do that sort of thing. And so you can go, oh, have I got anything in the style of Katy Perry that's happy? And so you send it off. And And I was first I was looking for publishers, so I found two publishers, so I'm not looking for publishers anymore because I love my publishers. And pretty much most of the stuff I write now, because I write a lot, most of the stuff I give to these two guys, and they put it out there, they get it to the music supervisors, and from there it's, if it fits, then you get the gig.
Brilliant. Brilliant, and you've got plenty of gigs, which is great. So, you, like you say, taxi you pay for, it's been a bit contentious taxi. I read about taxi every so often. People go, oh no, I've paid loads of money and I haven't got any success at all. And there's a part of me that thinks, well, maybe your music's rubbish. And that can often be the case, that people, you can be absolutely rubbish. And I do mean rubbish, because, I mean, we've all seen X Factor. We must have an X Factor everywhere in the world. And all these kind of like talent shows and things. So we do know that there are people that are deranged enough to think that they can sing, they can write or whatever, and think that yeah. if they pay a certain amount of money, then of course they should just get success because their music's brilliant, isn't it? But obviously, sometimes it isn't.
But also, it can just be mediocre. When I first started submitting to Taxi, I'd just done my first album, and at the time I liked it, but I kind of knew in my heart that it wasn't really the style I wanted to be doing. And so I submitted stuff from that, and I got something, you get things called forwards, so which means they actually then pass it on to the person who needs it. So it's a bit of a clearinghouse. Mm. And the more I submitted, the more critiques I got, the more I honed the style that I wanted to do, and I found a very specific style of music, which is called alternative folk, apparently.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a pop folk type of thing, yeah. with a bit of quirkiness in it. And I really honed what I did, and then was very specific about the listings, and became a bit more perfectionist about my recording, and because it has to be broadcast sounding. So I think there may be a lot of mediocre musicians out there who are doing perfectly lovely songs, but maybe aren't recorded well. I mean, you're really up against some really high quality stuff, so you have to make sure your stuff is high quality. And if you can't play something that they're looking for and play yours against it, if it doesn't sound at least in the ballpark, then nobody's going to pick it up. Music has got to be good. I mean, I didn't know what broadcast quality meant. I submitted stuff, and some they said it was, and some they said it wasn't. So I looked at what was and what wasn't, and again, just really examined what I was doing. And so everything I send to them now, they say pretty much always they say is broadcast quality.
So what does that mean? Can you explain that? What does broadcast quality mean? Or is that a secret?
You've got
to
be
able to tell us.
There is no secret. If you can't hear it, if they're going to place it on a TV show, like I've got a song coming up next week on One Tree Hill, which is like, do you get One Tree Hill?
Probably. I don't really watch much TV. I'm a little bit of a hermit when it comes to things like that.
It's a really popular 20-something drama thing which places a lot of music. And if you get on One Tree Hill, it's quite a big deal. So I've got a song on. It's only an instrumental, but, you know, baby steps. So I've got one on next week, and I'm assuming that's broadcast quality, because if they're going to put something on a TV show, it's got to sound like it was professionally recorded.
Absolutely.
Unless it's purposefully. Unless you've got somebody like, I don't know, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Iron and Wine, and he's got all that lo-fi stuff, which, again, it's broadcast quality, but it's meant to sound rough.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I should be doing.
You mean to sound rough.
Oh, I'm meant to be like that. Well, actually, I kind of did that in my last album. I just recorded everything flat. I put a little bit of EQ, but no reverb, no nothing. I just did it with one mic, just singing it in front of... Because obviously, you're nodding in approval because you've obviously listened to all of my stuff.
I've listened to all of your stuff.
Of course. And that's what I wanted to do. But anyway, that's about me again, isn't it? So, that's all very well and good.
But I think, because I had a couple of tracks produced by a producer, and I love them, and they were great, but I don't want to be dependent on a producer. So I figure, well, find the style that you've got the ability to record in, which, I say, I'm a big fan of Iron and Wine and that kind of lo-fi, simple stuff. I started from there because I thought, well, I think I can record this type of thing, because it's not like country music or pop music, where you have to have, you know, the major drummer and the whole works. Hmm. So you do what I think sometimes those constrictions can really hone what you do.
Hmm. And you have to be committed.
Oh yeah. I mean, this is what I do. The moment the kids leave, I kick the kids out at like 8:15 to get on the bus. And then I do this, until 2:30 when I have to go get them.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. Okay. So do you ever actually go out and play live?
Oh, all the time. I do a lot of local stuff. I do a lot of, I mean, everything from a lot of, there's a lot of fundraising stuff. We live in this very, very lovely community where there's always people helping each other. So there's lots of fundraising stuff to do. And then there's regular gigs that, that, you know, restaurant gigs and bar gigs and stuff like that. So, yeah,
sounds,
I just get out
It sounds
there.
Like the Waltons. Is it like the Waltons? Or is it like Little House on the Prairie or something like that?
It is a little. It's kind of the Waltons meets, I don't know, I won't say. It might be rude. There's always an element in every town, isn't there?
There is. Oh, okay. So what advice, if you could give three bits of advice, simple bits of advice for any musician who wants to get their stuff placed, just nothing too complicated because, you know, we're musicians, we don't understand an awful lot what's going on. So three simple things, just to put you on the spot.
All right. Three simple things. First one, if you know in your heart it's not good enough, then it's not good enough. You know when something's not good. Mm. Even if you can't say it, if you know it's not good enough, and work harder at it. Find a good publisher.
Helen, don't say that. Don't say find a good publisher, because we're always looking for a publisher. People are looking for stuff, and you go, well, what's a good publisher? What's a bad publisher? I don't even know how to find a publisher.
All right. And I found my two publishers, one through Taxi, one through Sonic Bids. Create a relationship with the publisher. The one that's got my stuff exclusively, I talked to them on the phone. I asked lots of questions. I got to know people, and then I finally got to meet him when I was in LA a couple of weeks ago. And it was great because I've got this relationship with my publisher. They love what I do. I love that they love what I do. And so we have this love thing going on.
Okay, so and really, kind of like trust your gut when it comes to signing up with somebody like a publisher or something. Again, it, almost with this, what the first thing you said. What was the first thing you said?
If you know it's not good.
Yeah. If it's not right, it's not right. Trust yourself.
Yeah, trust yourself. Yeah, trust your instinct on that, but do your homework. Read what, find out what a publishing deal is as opposed to a publishing agreement. Know what your rights are. Know what the split should be. Do your homework. I mean, this is a job. I've got a book called...
She's got a book. Look.
The new Songwriter's Guide to Publishing by Randy Poe. I read that cover.
Crazy name, crazy guy.
I know, but I now know the difference between a publishing deal and a publishing agreement, and they're very, very different.
Good old Randy Poe.
Randy Poe. My third piece of advice is... just write. Keep writing. If you're not writing, what's the point? If you've only got 10 good songs, then you're really going to be precious about your songs. If you've got 100 songs, a lot of which you're happy with, then you're not going to be precious.
Brilliant. And just a quick geeky moment for, because there are a few of us here, because I try to sort of mix these interviews up so it's not just a bunch of, because musicians don't really listen, and they only generally tend to listen when it's them, but this podcast isn't for musicians generally. This is like when I do these interviews and stuff, this is kind of for me and the odd musician that listens. Normally it's people that are interested in music, so these bits, but they can just zone out. What stuff do you use?
I am married to the uber geek. I'm married to a guy who writes iPad and iPhone apps, so.
Really? Oh, we need to have a talk.
I know, so I've got like in-house tech. I love it. Oh. So what I use, I wish I could show you, because you're not going to do video on this, are you? I have
got a podcast.
It's for a podcast. Yes, I know. Have you seen the colour of my hair? I'm a bit blonde.
Yeah.
I have a Mac, desktop Mac. I have a Mackie 820i, which is my new interface that I just got, which hooks up to two Jomeek preamps. They each go to, one goes to a Studio Projects B1 microphone.
Ah, see, and this is where she's frozen. She's got a geek in Canada, but she just froze then. Sorry. You just pointed up and went, and I've got a... And you froze in midair.
Oh, no. Well, I've got a Blue, and I'm hoping Blue's going to sponsor me at some point. I've got a new Blueberry microphone, which is good for up-close present vocals. Mm-hmm. And that's all... Oh, and some lovely Yorkville speakers.
Lovely. For monitoring purposes. for listening to what you've done to make sure it's of broadcast quality.
There's that word again.
There it is. Okay, well, look, that's been fantastic, Helen. Can you just, one more thing. What's the next gig you're going to play?
Oh, goodness. This week, what am I doing?
Whenever. You're going to raise a barn or something? What's happening?
No, I need to check my calendar. Hang on.
Oh, just make something up, Helen. We don't care.
I don't know. Oh, no, that's what I know. I'm doing the farm. Oh, you're going to love this. I'm doing the farmer's market on Saturday morning at the Native Sons Hall in Courtney.
So you're going to be doing a set there in the background. Going, hey, you're going to be on it, Oh, no, that's not a market, isn't it? Not that's not a farmer's market.
It's produced from our lovely neighbouring farmers. And I get paid in food. I get a wheelbarrow full of food. And it's just like the best gig.
Helen, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
Right, and that was the lovely Helen Austin. Now, to listen to some more of Helen's music, and I will play some in the next couple of weeks. I might play some next week. I don't know. I might save it for Christmas. Maybe I don't know what I'm going to do. I might ask Helen, can you record something special for us for Christmas? A little song, a little ditty for us. Good old Is This Thing On podcast in jolly old England, you know? So we'll see what we can do. But anyway, go and have a look at her website, which is called, guess what, helenaustin.com. And as you can tell by the interview, she's quite a jolly person. On the front page of her website, looks bloody miserable. Put a smile on your face, woman. Anyway, I've got another bit of music for you, because it's been a bit talky today, isn't it? But I've done a lot of recording and stuff this week, so I thought I wanted to get that done. I've got another interview to do. I'm going to start saving up some of my interviews for the Christmas show, which is going to be about 2 hours long. I'm guessing about 2 hours. We'll see. Anyway, let's play some music. Last week, I played a support gig at a local venue called the Talking Heads, and I played for a girl called, what's her name? Oh, yeah, Nikki Graham. She's apparently quite famous. She's a bit of a celebrity because she used to be on Big Brother. She's not anymore, but she used to be, and she was there. And anyway, it was a bit funny. If you want to find out about that, go to my blog about it. My music blog is nicktanmusic.wordpress.com. So if you go to nicktanmusic.wordpress.com, you can read all about it. Of course, there'll be links at the thing on podcast. Of course, it will be that thing there. Anyway, I met a fantastic band there called the Spiral Tones. Absolutely brilliant. And this is one of their live tracks, which I recorded. And I make no apologies for the sound, because this is kind of like a what do they call it, a bootleg. There are some people talking at the beginning. It's all kind of, you know, it's not hi-fi, but it's brilliant. This is the Spiral Tones. Why didn't that just stop then? I pressed the button and it just went beep. Let's try again.
Thank you. こんにちは、ニックさん。私はロンリーと言います。ニックさんの It's This Thing On Podcast の日本のリスナーです。
Fantastic. I told you, loads and loads of energy. I just love them. Now, would you believe that the two main instruments in that band are ukuleles? Because they are. And that one of them is an electric ukulele. The other one's an acoustic ukulele. There's also a bass player, which obviously you heard, an electric guitarist, and probably, quite possibly, the best drummer in the south of England. I know he's probably the best drummer in the south of England. One of the best drummers I've seen. I was completely wiped away with him. Wiped away with him? Swept away with him. Oh, something. I was something away with him. I was away with the fairies with him. And he had very warm hands. That's true, actually. There's no big story to that. I just shook his hands afterwards. And he had very warm hands. My mate, this is a drum we've been drumming. Burr. And halfway through the gig, puts the sticks down, picks up a guitar, plays some fantastic lead guitar. While with a kick drum and the hi-hat at the same time. I don't know, it's a bit... I think it might be a mutant guitarist, drummer, stroke, thingy, whatever. Anyway, I can't tell you what the name of that song is because I didn't introduce it. I'm imagining it's on... I did this on another show, on another podcast, what other podcast did I do? Oh, yeah, this one. I did it on the Made in the... I put this on the Made in the UK podcast, and I think it's called Ketona Velosa because they said it's something about Brazilians. I'm just guessing it's that. I don't know if a lot. Ketona Velosa. It sounds. Is it? What's this week in Brazil? Is it Brazilian or is it Portuguese? I've got it all wrong. Sorry, I think I need another drink. Anyway, I've got one more piece of music to play you, and then I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you a favour. What shall I play you? I know. Let's play you this. It's still one of my favourites. It's Sand River.
What are you going to say?
Hi, we're Sand River.
And then I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Sand River, and you're listening to Nick Tans' Is This Thing On Podcast.
Marvelous.
Thank you.
done to torment your wicked soul until the final judgment comes. Now here we are.
Absolutely brilliant. I love that track. I can't remember what it's called, but I'll put it somewhere. It's the oh, it's the, I can't remember what it is. Can't remember what it is. I can't remember to look it up now because I've got a guitar in my hand. Do you know what? I kind of wish those guys all the success, but there's a part of me that thinks, that's kind of hopes that they don't get signed, because I'm worried it'd spoil them. I mean, that's a bit of a selfish view, I know. But I've seen... and her, we all have, you know, bands are sort of their first album is like kicking, and then after a while it goes, oh, starts to get a little bit. It happened with My Sex Is On Fire band. I can't remember what they're bloody called now, but their first couple of albums were just brilliant, you know, Holy Road and Novocaine, songs like that, just brilliant. And then they have My Sex Is On Fire, which is just like, it might be your favourite tune. I'm sorry if it is. I don't mean it to be an insult. If you like it, then all power to you. But I just think, compared to those other stuff, that had a real rawness to it. That had a real balls to it. Anyway, enough of that. Sand River. Go and buy their stuff now. Go and get it now. Go to MySpace and then go to... I'm messing it all up now, aren't I? Go to myspace.com/SandRiverUK. They've got stuff on Bandcamp. So imagine if you go to sandriveruk.bandcamp.com or sandriver.bandcamp.com and go and buy their stuff. It's going to be cheap as chips. Cheap as chips. But go and get it now, because if I think they're good enough for people to take notice of them. Excuse me. And if they get signed, maybe they'll bland out. Don't bland out, boys. Just do it. I wish you every success, but... you know. Anyway, I've got a song to play you, but before then, I've got another little favour of you. Now, remember, I won't go on and on about this. I'm going to be moving sites. One of the reasons is because I want to start hosting this podcast on my own space instead of putting it on Podbean like I do at the moment, because there's not enough space on Podbean. And so at the moment, there's only 10, I think maybe 10 or 11 podcasts available at any one time, and there's about 45 other podcasts that are now no longer available, which is a shame because there's some great music on those podcasts, and all the stuff with Watch Your Mothers, all the stuff with a lot of stuff with Matt Stevens that I've recorded, a lot of other interviews, and the stuff with APOC, First 15. Does anyone remember the First 15? Remember that? That was a bit of fun, wasn't it? All those old features, you can't get them anymore. So I'm looking for a new host. Now, I've got the amazing Justin Wayne from the Justin Wayne Show and Recharge Radio. He's building an amazing site for me. It looks brilliant. If you go to nicktanmusic.com, you can see it's starting to work, but there's some technical things wrong with it. Not his fault, but it's the person that hosts my websites at the moment. It's their fault. So I'm going to switch hosts, but also I'm going to, with that host, I'm going to have my podcasts and also the new podcasts, which will be Pure Acoustica podcast, and maybe another podcast called Scratch My Back, You Scratch My Back, which I'm looking to do as well. I'll be hosting that there as well. But anyway, enough of that. What I need to do is I need your help. Do you use HostGator or Just Host? Because they're the two that I'm looking at. I've done a lot of research and I've got taken a lot of advice from people, but it's come down to HostGator or Just Host. So if you use any of those, or you have used any of those, and you can say they're really, really good or they're really, really bad, I'd really, 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 I'd really, really appreciate it. So if you can give us a comment on isthisthingonpodcast.wordpress.com or email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. I'd appreciate it very, very much. Now, this song I'm going to play you now is a song that I wrote a long time ago. And I really like the sentiment of the song because I wrote it about a prostitute that I saw in a documentary. Probably about 8-10 years ago. The music for me has never quite worked. It's kind of all right, but it's never quite worked. So what I've done is I've reworked the music almost completely. And I'm going to play you this new version, which no one's heard except for my wife. Let me just do that. It's probably going to be really annoying. No, I can't take that off. And so this is called Precious Mama. Some people that know me and listen to this podcast will know this. So this is the first kind of draft of the new music. And I actually haven't played it all the way through yet, ever, in front of anybody, my wife or myself. I've just been working on bits of it. So it's the first time you hear it. Now, next week, hopefully I'll be on time. I don't know what I'm going to play yet, but I know Paul is definitely going to be here in the studio because I spoke to him earlier on. He texted me and said he's going to come over. And so I'll speak to you next week. So, yeah, this is called Crazy Mama.
Sick and tired of being poor, she turned herself into a whore. Tried to get the facts right. What's she doing over there? She's dancing in her underwear. Her worries and her cares live way behind. Wahoo, precious mama, mama.
See you next week. Bye.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
To buy my dad's music, go to nicktan.bandcamp.com. Please buy some. I really want to go to university.